The golden age of Catalan shipyards was not a static period. In reality, different points of view coexisted about the construction methods of ships. In the shipyards, there was a tug of war between tradition and scientific innovation. But tradition usually had the upper hand. That's how it's done, and that's how it will always be done. This is what the Catalan carpenter families thought. For years, families such as the Vieta, the Jaurès, or the Busquets practically built the same sailing boats while transmitting knowledge from generation to generation. The construction of the sailboat involved collective work, combining different skills. In the long run, it involved men, women, and children, all under the orders of the waterside carpenter, who was the one that received the construction request and signed the contract. In this craft work, tradition exerts a strong influence, and any attempts to create a similar teaching process as that of nautical schools was unsuccessful. Resisting change was the challenge theorists like Joan Monjour faced. Author of a naval construction treaty, he wanted to create a tool for teaching the scientific and technical advances of the century and make them accessible to the Catalan shipyard professionals. In 1856, he wrote a theoretical and practical manual of naval architecture that suggested a new way of approaching this industry. Calculation and reason had to combine with tradition in order to build ships capable of responding better to the new challenges of Atlantic navigation. By the time sailing had lost the race against steamships, Captain Joseph Ricart conserved the memory of the past through one of its protagonists, boats. Ricart coined the expression the Golden Age of the Catalan Navy in a publication in 1924. It was pure nostalgia, but also an awareness that it was necessary to preserve the legacy of those wooden boats built on Catalan beaches for more than a century.